What's on your mind, Charlie?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Wright?
I think I'm doing okay. The sun's out. I always feel better when the sun's out.
Exactly. It's going in and out where we're at. It rained for 2 hours, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, what rain?
All right.
So I have a question about what's the best way for a lady in her 70s to check her estrogen level?
If she's not taking any estrogens from the outside, sir, there's no point, because by the time we're ladies in our 70s, if we're making any estrogen at all, it's a very, very tiny amount. So there's no point to spending the money on that. Now, if she's feeling like, grief, I'm 70, I want to prevent cognitive decline every way I can, and I've heard the bioidentical hormones are one way of doing that, then what's done is to start at low conservative doses of bioidentical hormones and then do a test within a few weeks to make sure that it's not too much, not too little, but just right. Now, there's one other thing that you should know if you don't know already. A lot of people that call this program are very informed, and they do know stuff like this. And that is that if a person has had no estrogens in her system since she was in her 40s or 50s, and now she's in her 70s, that oddly enough, researchers have found that the brain needs to be reactivated to respond to the estrogens in the brain, which is where we want them to work the most, of course. And that's done by working on improving the so-called parasympathetic nervous system neurotransmitters called acetylcholine. Now, for that, you'd be having to check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But I'm happy to tell you that just about every MD who's inclined in the way I am, and all the NDs, they know what it takes to reactivate the brain so it'll respond to estrogen. Now, the rest of the body will respond to estrogen even without that reactivation, but the brain needs the reactivation.
Reactivation, I see. And so a person that, like yourself or at your clinic, would be able to evaluate an individual in her 70s and set her up on like a program.
Yes, sir. We do that. We do that. Probably at least once or twice a month.
I see. And because your screen caller, I was saying something about, I think it's estriol that you said is about the safest hormone. Is that correct?
That's the safest estrogen, yes, sir. However, the most potent one in the brain happens to be estradiol, which is another estrogen. And so what we do to keep things as safe as we can is if we're using estradiol, which again is very important for the brain, then we always make sure to outnumber it with the estriol, because we want more anticarcinogens than procarcinogens. And if a woman happens to have a very strong family history of estrogen-related cancer, there's a third estrogen, which even the Mayo Clinic has labeled a potent anticarcinogen. It has a gosh-awful long name, 2-methoxyestradiol, and if that strong family history is there, then we put a little bit of that in there, too.
I see. Okay, so that's explained to me. I thank you very much. I got a question about what type of natural herbs or whatever, what's the best to strengthen one's bladder and bladder function?
Well, I'm not sure it would be an herb to start with, sir, because the bladder is a big old muscle. And one of the best ways of strengthening muscle there is called testosterone. So if a guy happens to be, and this applies also to people with heart failure, I just keep wondering why it is that in conventional medicine they don't notice that the heart is a big old muscle and check people's, both men and women's, testosterone levels, because there's normal levels in both men and women. And most of the people I check with heart failure, they happen to be low, and what do you know, the testosterone helps the heart failure. I didn't say it cures it, but it makes it less. So anyway, sir, I would be checking
my testosterone. I was talking about a woman's bladder, and okay. Testosterone would help that too?
A woman's level of testosterone would help that, yes, sir, not a man's level.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you so much for calling.